Bridge. You might say what you're mad about, but you still got your family name. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Rosenblum. I'll be John Blackwell just the same. What's your family name?
Teacher.
Case. Welcome to the Sunday, November 27th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, I think I know what the New York Times brought to us by and for those who want full control of our minds, the Power Guys. I think I know what they mean by the term, their term, fake news, a topic they are bludgeoning us, or perhaps more to the point, Facebook with Daily Now. The first I recall noticing was on November 7th, 2016, titled Media's Next Challenge, Overcoming the Threat of Fake News by Jim Rutenberg. Quote from that article, it does not augur well for the future. Martin Baron, the Washington Post executive editor, said when we spoke last week, if you have a society where people can't agree on basic facts or even what is basic, how do you have a functioning democracy? Of course, we are arguing in this space there is not a democracy, or, depending on definitions, there's no contradiction between being a democracy and being a totalitarian system when you have a global system of class. A quote-unquote democracy is defined by those who rule as eliciting or being able to elicit the consent of the governed. And when you have a totalitarian system, that is sort of, that is guaranteed. That is, by definition, available to those who rule. And a more recent article by the same man from the November 21st, 2015 New York Times has this headline, quote, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook must step up to defend truth, unquote, and concludes with the words, this much seems clear, says Mr. Rutenberg. The moment calls for some sort of hyper-factual counterinsurgency that treats every false meme as a baby Hitler to be killed in its crib with irrefutable facts. So, hey, Zooks, let's roll, unquote, from Mr. Rutenberg. As with their other favorite topics, for instance, we must become more patriotic as the country is divided, and so the state is the only thing that unites us. It's presented with a tone of methodically escalating life and death urgency, modulated to unfold in carefully calibrated steps. You know, I've noticed this before. Often they get a lot of folk talking when there's a drone flying overhead. Just in case you guys can hear it over the mic. Believe me, they have demonstrated, they have displayed their tactics to me ad nauseum. Ad nauseum is way too light a word to use for what they do to me. So as with their other favorite topics, it's calculated to unfold methodically into a campaign that viewed as a whole telegraphs future action impending, or a foundational message that rule will never let go of, that they hope to justify with their quote-unquote justify with their own megaphoning of their own created crisis. So you get the circularity here of the technique. You know, it is that's what totalitarian means. It is self-reflecting. There is no escape. You can check in, but you can't check out. You are stuck in their logic because they give you the terms to think in. Well, it's time we change that. That's what we do here. Try to get some new thoughts and new language into our discussions so that we can gradually work loose that knot they got of the noose around our necks. What they must mean by their term fake news are the sweated over or effortlessly vomited, because they are mere iterations of an old, old script, contrivances, constructions, or orchestrations of power's own hidden folk, who, by Rutenberg's terms, by being intentionally kept very hidden, are forever excluded from scrutiny. While their misattributed and unidentified effects, principally that we are kept uncertain about what is true and what isn't, such that anything might be possible. So, for instance, even that the people chose Trump to lead us. While these effects proliferate like a contagion around us, designed these particular constructions, once dutifully blown up and out wide by the media, to encumber the capacity of we the people globally to use social media to plan and organize globally. Of course they want to control what goes out, and they want Mark Zuckerberg to do it for them. They are telling him, handle it. Handle it, or we'll handle it for you. Their hubris knows no bounds, and they wouldn't be making this play. Pressure applied every day, consecutively, for a week at least, if they didn't think they already have him in check. Of course, they thought the same of Prince and Nicola, too. Meanwhile, both are going up Lady Liberty's dress, and they're going to blow, blow, blow.